Welcome back to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show, coming to you from Point Park University's Center for Media Innovation in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are only a few weeks into the new year. It is a time for not only making New Year's resolutions of a fitness nature, but sticking to them. How can we do it? So we have brought to you tonight personal trainer from the ex-Shady Side, Tom Kolos. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to put that right there.
Yeah, so my first question is, can I do martinis on a diet?
calorically, alcohol is empty, right? And especially in January, people are trying to kind of maybe give themselves a hard reboot. Oh. So I've had actually several clients say that this is the month they choose not to indulge, especially with Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's coming up in a few weeks.
So was that a yes or a no? Can I still drink this?
I wouldn't, but again, is it a drink?
Not you. But no, the point really is, now's that time. We're a couple weeks into the new year. We've made fitness resolutions, and now's kind of the time where a lot of people start straying from them. So how can we stay committed?
So what I tell my clients when you get into those first 2 weeks of January, and luckily the weather's been nicer than it has been. Typically, Pittsburgh's cold and dark, and getting up in the morning is tough. If you remember why you started in the first place, if it's, cousin Dan's getting married in August, and I want to look awesome, or going to the Bahamas in July and I want to look fantastic. If you keep those things in mind, then anything on the way there becomes just a little block that you can easily clear.
That's great. Let me show you what I have here.
Sure.
This is a burnt almond tort from Prantl's Bakery.
They're across the street from my gym.
This one's from Market Square. Have you heard of these?
I have. They're
just
famous.
Just making sure. Yeah, okay. You know, that's all. You know, that's all. So, again, you just stay committed, right?
All things in moderation, maybe. Let's make
this. By the way, is they say the most famous cake in America?
I believe
or the
it.
Best cake in America.
I'm not doubting it.
I just want to make sure you were aware of that and that you knew where to get it too. Prantl's, two locations, downtown and Shady
and Side.
You ever had a burnt almond tort?
I've had actually a very small size one.
Oh yeah, you ever had
one like
this?
No, that's probably 8 servings. In there.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Only 8.
About 8.
Okay, well, this is different.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. So now what would I have to do to afford that?
So when you incorporate any sort of fitness regimen into your life, you really want to take that new thing and incorporate it daily. You don't want a drastic lifestyle change. We know that doesn't really work. People that say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds and I'm going to go to the gym every day, you want to make small changes. So even if it's something like parking your car an extra block away and walking, make little changes. And then I always start new clients with basic movements. We bench, we squat, we deadlift, we do some pull-up work. And over the course of the first year, anything you do is going to give you results. We know that we're more likely to continue when we see ourselves start to change, when our friends notice it. Mm. And that normally helps bring about, I think, at least progress towards those goals.
Deadlift, you say. I think just about any lifting I do would be dead. But you can help us out. Again,
sure.
You are a personal trainer at XShadyside. We can find you at XShadyside.com.
Mm, yes, sir.
And we can even go on there. It's like, you know, a little like Adopt-A-Pet. We can find your picture and say, that's the guy I want, right?
Yes, you can.
And you can help us out with our fitness goals. Good deal. Now, let me ask you too, Tom, since you are a personal trainer, you know, many of us, like myself, sit for several hours a day, either by choice or by nature of our jobs, or just because I'm too lazy to get up and get myself a refill. What can we do from a sitting position that may be able to help maintain at least, you know, good mobility, good health and flexibility?
That's a great question, actually. So the first and foremost, what trainers look at is gait and posture. And posture is something easily worked on. Now, for better or for worse, chairs have become more comfortable. So it's really easy to kind of slouch. Ooh. So if you hold yourself straight
up. You've done that before.
Hey.
Yeah. So
hold yourself straight up. Think head above shoulders, above ribs, above hips. Your feet are flat on the floor.
Oh, okay. Mine weren't.
Okay, so there you go. And if you're exerting downward, you'll see that your knee is in line with your ankle.
I'm always ready to go, like a gazelle, like in case somebody comes in and, you know, wants to yell at
some predators.
Yeah, okay. So I got to maybe mellow.
Hold yourself up. That'll innately engage your core, so you're going to feel those ab muscles. And then ultimately what that's going to do is actually help that waist get smaller as those muscles become more and more improved. Plus, you offset a lot of problems, like lower lumbar stuff. You know, I don't want be super bummed about it, but your back. Your back health is so important, especially as we get into our late 20s, early 30s. So just hold yourself up, and then periodically during the day, in between phone calls or while you're on the phone, just stand up, drive through your heels,
get
your body up, sit back down slowly, make sure you're doing it correctly.
You said 20s or 30s. What if you're going into your mid-80s? There's no hope.
Do it on one foot.
That's all I'm going to have left at that point. Once again, Tom Kolos from X Shady Side, thank you for your tips. It was good to have you
thank
here.
Thank you for having me.
And yeah, you can take that in a traveler if you want. You've earned it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Good deal.